Why is it that we know what to do in life and yet we don't do it? For example, I knew for most of my life that if I wanted to maintain a healthy weight and look good, I needed to eat clean and exercise. I knew that, and yet I couldn't practice it for most of my life. Now, I'm grateful I have the chance to practice it. I eat clean and exercise, and I'm grateful today I'm in the best shape I've been in since I was 18 years old. I feel the best, I look the best, and the only reason is that I am able to actually practice what I know. I try and be aware today whenever I say I know, because often the evidence suggests if I'm being told something and my response is I know, often I'm being told it because I'm not practicing it. So now, that's my cheat sheet, so to speak. I realize that I never want to assume I know something. What I want to do is practice it. These videos I make are about helping me practice what I know. Doing these videos helps remind me of the practice of everything I share in my daily life. I am not sure exactly why it is that so many of us get into the same trap in life. We know what to do, we know what the right thing is, we know how to fix our problems, and we don't fix them. To me, I started fixing my problems when my problems got to be completely overwhelming and horribly painful. And that seems to be the point at which most of us become willing to do something new. I think the core of what makes practicing what we know how to do or know we should do, I think the thing that makes practicing it difficult is both fear and laziness. When you're used to eating a certain way, it takes a lot of energy to eat a new way. I just recently have been trying to figure out whatever allergy I have, and it takes a ton of time and energy to try and find a new way to eat, to try and eat things that are gluten-free, to try and eat things that are different than what I'm used to. It takes a lot of work. And when most of us try and use our willpower in our lives to run everything, there's no energy left to do something new. Most of my life, I tried to control everything, including other people, with willpower. So for example, when I tried to do a diet or exercise, I'd try and use my willpower to make that happen. So in other words, I would disregard what I wanted to do. And I'd say, okay, I'm going to force myself to do this diet just like this today. And then I would also be running everything else in my life on willpower. So what happened, I usually ended up running out of willpower. And then whatever diet I did would quickly fade away. In a short period of time, I would have given up on the diet and just said, whatever. That happened over and over again. Same thing with exercise. I would set up these exercise routines that I didn't like doing. My willpower would run out and I'd give up on them. The question remains, why is it I knew what to do and I couldn't actually do it? And the answer continues to get revealed a little bit more to me each day. When you think you know what to do already, and knowing is simply enough, that often gets in the way of taking action. When you think that all you need to do is know how to solve a problem, you often can be lazy to the point where you won't work and try and actually solve it. I've known how to solve most of my problems most of my life, and being a know-it-all, I often felt that knowing it was enough. Now today, I realize knowing it is the first step. The first step to figuring out how to solve your problem, you've got to know it. So to me, I have to even realize what I don't know. I have to, in other words, figure out what I don't even know I don't know. But once I've done that, then the only option I have is to practice whatever it is I know. It does no good to simply know something, and I see that today. And that allows me to not fall into that trap over and over again of thinking I know and thinking that's enough to simply know. So the other part to it is setting my life up in a way where I can afford to not waste any of my willpower in other areas. So I don't use my willpower to run anything. I set everything up in a way that I genuinely enjoy doing it. For example, I track everything I eat now with my Fitness Pal. I enjoy doing that. And this gives me the ability then to practice eating healthy. I use the tools I have available to do what help me because I take the time and energy to go through and figure out where my problems are. Since I realize what I don't know now, by being more honest about what it is I am practicing. So if I think I know how to eat healthy, but I'm not eating healthy, then there must be something else I don't know also. Now, that's not the whole problem. But what I didn't know also was that I couldn't eat healthy just by having my everything else the same in my life. I had to fundamentally change the way I looked at my life in order to eat healthy. Now, that sounds pretty counterintuitive. Like, why would you have to change your whole way of life in order to eat healthy? Well, eating is a big part of life. Eating is something you have to do. It's not like a bad habit where you can just drop a bad habit and you don't have to do it anymore. You have to eat, and eating often exposes all of the worst things you're doing in life. All of those areas where you're being dishonest, all of those areas where you're struggling, where you're trying to do everything yourself, eating exposes that. So for me, I had to get a completely different way of living. I had to get help living my entire life before I could try and eat better. Now, you may not be as unhealthy as I used to be. You may be reasonably healthy, and all you may need to do is see that you're not doing what you know how to do, and that may be enough for you to start actually doing it. If you realize, honestly, that even knowing what to do, that you're still not going to do it anyway, then that's a good point. That's where it's a good time to start getting help. That's where I started getting help, and I realized I know what I need to do, and I can't do it, whether I want to or not. I know what the right thing to do is, and I can't do it. Therefore, I must need help doing the right thing. When you see that you know the right thing and can't do it, and you don't even understand why you can't do it, getting help should fix the problem. In my experience, it's not always as simple as just immediately, whatever you try very first thing solves all your problems. It will, though, if you keep putting effort into it, if you keep learning more, if you keep trying to fix whatever problem it is and get to know better what you don't know. You can fix almost anything in your life. And anytime then you see something, you say, for example, the old thing parents do as I say, not as I do. Anytime you see that that's going on in your life, then you can fix it instead of being forced to continue living life that way. I'm grateful today that I have the chance to do that, and that's why I'm sharing it here with you, because this is an integral part of me practicing it in my life. When I tell you about it, when I provide a testimonial of what's working in my own life, then it's easy for me to remember to do it, because I have a built-in forgetter. I very easily can forget almost anything. We say things in our lives like hindsight's 20/20. Try and actually put together a very clear picture of the past, and you'll realize it's not so 20/20. I can't even tell you exactly what I did yesterday, and that's a perfect example. And you could say, well, you could tell me what you had to eat, not without checking my phone. I could not tell you exactly what I had to eat. I could guess what I had to eat, but I couldn't tell you exactly what I had to eat. Now, that's something like I put the food in my body. I mean, that's a pretty big deal, right? Now, think about this. How would you know exactly what happened 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 2 years ago? You don't. You don't know exactly. Hindsight actually is more like the art of creation. You create an idea of the past, and then you create it to suit whatever's going on today. That's why things are often really hard. We each create our own idea of the past to suit whatever's going on today. So one day, you're deciding you want to lose weight, and you're saying, oh, my past puts me in the perfect position to lose weight. I'm going to do everything right. And then the next day, you're not feeling very good anymore. You say, you know what? My past just proves I can't lose weight. My past proves I'm hopeless and there's no point in trying. That's how hindsight works. So that, to me, is the importance of remembering. When I remember how I am, When I remember what is important and worth remembering, that takes a little bit of work every day. So I'm doing that here. I'm practicing remembering how it is I do these things, how it is I do what I'm supposed to, how it is I do what I know how to do, instead of simply running on autopilot like I've done for most of my life. Instead of simply saying, I know, and not actually doing any of the things I know how to do. Today I pray to make sure I'm really doing the things I say I know how to do. If I find that I'm not doing the things I say I know how to do, I pray I'm willing to start trying. And if I find I honestly can't, to get help. I pray that you have the same opportunities today, that my self-knowledge is useful for you today in your own self-knowledge. Thank you for listening or watching or reading this. I hope you have a great day.